Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, wrapping up what has been a quick month of June today, and not long ago, before coach and family vacations enter the picture, IU Vice President Director of Athletics Fred Glass held not one but two luncheons, one with all 24 head coaches, the other, well, his army of athletic administrators. News surfacing that IU has a new executive director of the I-Men's Association. His name, a former Brebeuf Jesuit prepster, Brian Brazzi.
A former captain of the track team, yeah. with Coach Bell. I think he's the first ever full-time staff person for the I Association. Of course, Carl Zacher did a fabulous job for many, many years, and Mike Mann did a great job after that. But those guys had other responsibilities that made it that they couldn't give the full attention to the I Association. And so in collaboration with the Alumni Association, the athletic department has supported the hiring of a full-time executive director working on furthering the events and membership and exposure and of the I Association, and met with the coaches to talk about improving reunions, get-togethers, databases, and so forth. And so I'm very optimistic that that the future of the I Association is very bright.
Well, that is Fred Glass and Brian Brazzi. Those two were classmates, class of 77 at Brebeuf Jesuit. And being a former prepster myself, got to know Brian actually through his athletic directorship at Brebeuf. Solid catch for the I Association in Brian Brazzi. Reds and Twins again tonight. Pregame at 7, preceded by Timeout for Sports. Show number 4 at 6 o'clock here in the studio. Two-time state pole vault champion Deacon Bowles, Larry Williams, Tom Stokes, and former Panthers speed standout Emily Maroney just recently announcing for Butler, all part of the show tonight. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
You know, we talk scores, seeds, and qualifiers Monday surrounding this year's 87th Annual City Golf Championship. But aside from names and scores, the impact of the game is something I want to concentrate on. The rejuvenation, if you will, with participation numbers on the rise in all of the divisions. Something that Brian Muehlhaus and I discussed on Monday. Certainly a boon to the game seen through the eyes of a current-day high school coach, as well as a pretty doggone good golfer.
Absolutely. Obviously, 20 years ago, there was a ton of people playing. There was a lot of people that come out and spectate. And that's kind of changed in the last 15 years or so. But this year, for whatever reason, the numbers were up, and that's always a positive thing for not only the people playing, but also, people who follow it, either as spectators or just reading in the newspaper or listening on the radio. One thing that is really a change is when they went from 32 golfers to 16 in the field, right away, no matter what seed you are, you're going to be playing somebody who's pretty good. So, a lot of times, maybe 6 or 7 years ago, if you were, a 3, 4, 5 seed, you might play somebody that you knew you were going to be. There's no cream puffs in the field, and, when people talk about, oh, this was an upset, I think kind of a thing of a pass with only 16 golfers, you got to be on your A game, match one. So
that is Bloomington North boys golf coach Brian Muehlhaus, who will carry that 2 seed into match play in a couple of weeks, and like he has done in previous years, will be taking on one of his former players in round one, and that is Levi Robertson. Hey, don't forget, we have TOS number 4 in the studio tonight, centering upon Bloomington South track and field, and also Reds Twins, 7 o'clock pregame. I'm Joe Smith.